This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
NFL No Huddle brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Week 18, we are headed that way now that Monday Night Football and the end of Week 17 closed out with a Falcons victory. And a number of coaches addressing the status of a variety of players heading into the final week, some that maybe have something to play for and some that maybe don't. Let's start here, Randy. The Ravens are saying that Lamar Jackson's status against the Steelers in a winner-take-all must-win game for both squads is to be determined. He missed Week 17 with a back contusion. But Tyler Huntley, they put up 40-something points, right, largely thanks to Derrick Henry. I mean, he's got to go, right?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, if he can go, yeah, you go in this situation. I think the biggest thing is just because he's back, Todd Monken can't go away from running the ball. They need to give the ball to Derrick Henry. They need the ball. They should have been given the ball to Derrick Henry. We talked about that, was it 2 games ago? Didn't play or didn't touch the ball the last 12 minutes of the game while he's rolling. I know he had a fumble earlier, but damn that. But I think, yeah, you go into that game plan, go into that with Lamar, who has been banged up all year long. I think they said 7 weeks in a row he's missed at least one day of practice. So that lets you know how banged up he is. But if he can go, I would assume he got till Saturday night. I mean, Sunday night, because they're playing the night game against Pittsburgh, to try and get himself ready. But, I mean, I'm not going to say I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know how bad a back injury it is. But
It better be bad.
It better be bad.
Like that's my mindset. Yeah. It better be so bad that, you know. Let's say the records were a little bit different. And this game was still for the title and one of those top four seeds. But Baltimore had still a playoff berth, even if they lost. Would you then rest him to try and get close to 100% before the playoffs? Or would you still go for it?
Would I rest who?
Lamar.
Yeah.
If you were still in the playoffs, you would
if
still...
If I'm in the playoffs, yes, I would rest him.
Okay.
Yes.
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
The number one seed is up for grabs. We'll talk more about kind of the breakdowns and what's at stake in Week 18 tomorrow. But the Chargers have already announced they're going to rest Justin Herbert despite the chance of getting that number one seed. Trey Lance is going to make the start for the Chargers.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, Justin Herbert, that dude, I mean, he's playing his ass off with one hand, you know, and it's not on his throwing hand and things like that. But you're in a situation where you're in the dance, and I don't think it matters too much as far as if you're charged. I think you're already penciled in at that 7 hole. But I think, you know, just letting him rest. I'm interested to see Trey Lance play. I mean, I'm interested to see how he does.
Yeah.
You know, he's just an enigma about him as far as where he was drafted and where he is now in his career. But, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I would rest him because one thing you need, if the Chargers have any chance in the playoffs, it's because Justin Herbert's there.
Rams announced last night they're going to be playing their starters in Week 18. There's a little bit of seeding at stake. They need help to get to the 5 seed. But they're also Sean McVay was pretty blunt about it. We need to play better.
Yeah, I mean, they do. I mean, they're a good damn team, don't get me wrong. But staff, you know, they haven't been playing well down the stretch. You look at what happened against Seattle, you know, and then you look at what happened last night against the Falcons. I think they need to keep themselves sharp. I don't think Davante Adams will play.
Right.
But I think that, you know, if you could find a way to just, you know, we mentioned it yesterday. The key, if you're not the number one seed, is to see if you can get to the 5. We understand that's the key to everything. If you're talking about going to play the NFC South in the first round of the NFC South winner in the first round of the playoffs,
and I think they would specifically need Seattle to beat San Fran, them to win, and they could sneak into the 5 seed there. Texans are going to play C.J. Stroud in their starters. It's still a chance at the division title, but they need Tennessee to beat Jacksonville, and that's asking a lot.
That's asking a whole lot, man. Especially as bad as they've been. There hasn't been a more hot team than damn the Jaguars, man. They've been playing their ass off because the quarterback, this is the best ball Trevor has played in his damn career. And I think, you know, the trade line acquisition of that receiver,
Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby Myers.
He's been, yes, and they extended him already in season.
Yeah, but I mean, you're getting a guy like that to help you stabilize it and be more of a blanket.
Yeah, it's reliable.
For Trevor has also been big. But Liam Cohen's coaching his ass off.
They've been trying to run ETN out of town for like 2.5 years.
And he just keeps playing.
Keeps producing.
He keeps playing.
Yeah.
He just keeps playing.
There you go. And then it was announced earlier today, I think it was, the Colts are going to, again, end Philip Rivers' time. Riley Leonard is going to get the start in Week 18 for the Colts.
Yeah, not surprised by that. No. I think last week they just, you know, there was a slim chance that they had an opportunity to make the playoffs. And obviously, they lost that game to Jacksonville. And it's something where, you know, let's see what this kid, Riley Leonard, got. I know they were talking about, you know, because last week Philip took all the, you know, first team reps and things like that. Like, if they were a mathematical eliminate last week, Philip probably wouldn't have started.
Yeah, and remember, Leonard did nick up his knee in that game that he did play. He is a mobile running quarterback, and maybe they just wanted to get him as close to 100% before giving him another chance. The Chiefs are out of the playoffs. They are also without their starting quarterback. They're actually going to use their third quarterback this coming week. But Andy Reid shared his thoughts on his future yesterday in his press availability.
I think I'm coming back, right? If they'll have me back, I'll come back. You never know in this business, Matt. So that's a tough one, but I plan on it. Yeah.
I like that with Big Red. Big Red said, you never know in this business. Andy will be the Kansas City Chiefs coach until he decides he does not want to be the Kansas City Chiefs coach.
Yeah.
They got, but we all know that they got some revamping they have to do. First of all, you got to get your quarterback back, obviously. But you
87
know,
might be done.
He is going to be. I think because this is it for Kelce, in my opinion. Then you got to get that offensive line fixed. You got to figure out a way to get younger, younger stud next to next to Jones. You got to find another player that can go with him because he eventually going to wear down because he does so much and so valuable up front. But they got to find another guy up there. But I mean, yeah, they'll be fine
for a number of years. That quarterback and that tight end have covered up a lot of gaps.
Yes.
They got to get a run game.
Yep.
They got to see if they can trust Rashee Rice.
Yes. And Worthy's got to get back on his on his level of play too.
So there's a lot to consider there. Want to get your thoughts on this one, Randy? John Harbaugh says Week 18 is not about him. It's not about Mike Tomlin. It's about those two teams. Who's going to be into the playoffs? Do you think the loser of that game might be out of a job?
No. No.
I know how you feel about Tomlin.
No.
Harbaugh either?
No. No.
Okay.
No. No. I don't understand. Why are you going to fire John Harbaugh? Why? Why? What's the reasoning behind it? I understand the playoff record, but they go to the playoffs. His quarterback was hurt all year.
Yeah.
For some reason, Todd Monken forgot that he had Derrick Henry. So, I mean, these are the questions that I remember last week I asked Andy, like, what?
I don't understand. When the hell did
firing John Harbaugh become a thing? Like Baltimore doesn't suck. They're just not.
I get they've been favored in previous years and maybe come a little bit short.
Yeah,
I get that. Mahomes is there, you know.
But it's not like you're not in those positions. Yeah, you had an opportunity, but your tight end dropped the ball last year. Dropped the ball in Buffalo. Yeah. You had opportunities, but
I don't get it either.
I think Mike Tomlin, when he wants to leave Pittsburgh, he'll leave Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is not going to fire Mike Tomlin. Now, I think this is Aaron Rodgers' last game.
Right.
But I don't think Mike Tomlin's going to.
Is it a situation for Tomlin where he just sours on the negativity surrounding his name?
He's just going to retire. He's done.
It's not about the noise.
He's a different kind of cat, man.
Okay.
He's a different kind of cat.
Aaron Glenn, Jets head coach, had to walk back criticism of the team's effort in loss to the Patriots.
They got their ass thrashed. And that's another one of those things where, you know, that phrase I hate, but I'll say it anyway. I can't believe the Falcons lost to that team. The Patriots are really good, don't get me wrong. But the way they kicked the Jets' ass. Drake May, 14-14, three touchdowns in the first half, something like that? I mean, they just straight up just beat the hell out of the Jets. I love AG. I'm a big fan. I do know this takes time and what they're trying to do up there in New York as far as a rebuild, because that's what they are doing. The Raiders are in full rebuild mode. But, dude, you got your damn teeth kicked in by the Patriots.
Yeah.
And you talk about the Raiders also. The one thing that you don't want to do as an organization is piss off your franchise player. I hate tanking. I think it's the raggedest thing in the world because that's what organizations do. Players don't tank. But for them to sit there and put that man on IR when he's telling you that he wants to play, Max Crosby is a premier player in this league. He is a face of your damn franchise. And you go by – I don't want to say go behind his back, but you – put him on IR so you know you're going to lose games. And then to top it off, this man makes a video of him. I'm fine. Look at me. Yeah. I can still go out there and play. But, yeah, it's just one of those things. You don't – if you're the friend, you don't piss off your franchise player. I tell you, who learned that the hard way? This team here in the city.
Oh,
don't piss
they?
Off your franchise player.
He's going to be our GM in a couple days.
Don't piss off your franchise
right?
player.
You mentioned the Jets as one of those teams that you just look back. There's three games that I look back at. And it's – I know that – Carolina's plan for the division, whatever. That first game against Carolina is no excuse for.
Yeah.
Even if you were to lose, you can't lose like that.
Right.
The Jets game, as you mentioned, and it, Miami's falling apart again.
Yep.
And that's not those three games, even if you just forget Carolina, just Jets and Miami. Do the math, man.
Hell.
Do the math.
Both.
You're
Carolina,
in the division.
Both Carolina teams. Both Carolina games.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Do the math.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Unfortunately, you were eliminated weeks ago because of, largely in part, some of those games. Your calls on the Atlanta Falcons, an opportunity to share more thoughts. We'll get back to the phone lines. 404-726-0929. If you want to share some thoughts on Monday Night Football, a win over the Rams 27-24. It felt good. It was frustrating at the same time. Thought they were going to blow it for a while, which would have just been a Falcons move of all time. But ultimately, it felt good. And we'll talk about it on the other side. It's Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael, The Midday Show. Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.